Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NACUSO Network here in lovely Orlando, Florida. And look, in the studio lounge is Mr. Austin Wentzloff from the new CUSO called NUC.
That's right.
Austin, good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm
you
excited.
You're welcome. I'm excited too.
Yeah.
So tell us a little, before we dive into the big news about NUC being becoming a CUSO, tell us, give folks out there, for those one or two people who haven't heard about NUC yet, give us a quick elevator speech on what NUC is and how you guys help credit unions.
Sure. Yeah, so we like to say we're bringing relationship-based banking back, which is a tongue twister if
yes,
you want to say
is.
That three times. but what we mean by that is we think that the credit union industry had a really strong core differentiator in the past, which was we were really focused on our members and we had this tight relationship. And over time, that has become less and less true because credit unions have gotten a lot bigger. They've expanded past their original segs.
Yeah.
They're no longer focused on that tiny little community or that one employer. We're really trying to compete for the same business that everybody else is. And as a result of that, credit unions have kind of got stuck with trying to play the same game that SoFi and JP Morgan and everybody else is playing, which is this competition on rates, and I like to call that the race to the bottom.
Like
everybody's just trying to get the best and lowest rate. That's a tough game to be in, especially if you're a credit union competing with like the likes of a SoFi or somebody that can run negative profit.
Exactly. I'm not sure they're making money.
Yeah, they're not because they don't have to, because they're kind of taking the Amazon model where their investors are happy because they're growing like crazy, but they're not making any money.
Right.
Credit unions don't have that luxury. You can't do that.
Right.
Back to NUC, what we wanted to do was re-emphasize the relationship piece that we think is going to be the credit union's strong differentiator again going into the future. And how do you do that now today when everything's happening digitally and there is this expanded field of membership and all of that stuff? So our core idea was, can we create this concept of kind of what we like to say is niche experiences? So we take a core group of people that we think is very important to the credit union, and we build an entirely new, almost like subsidiary brand around them that's co-branded with with the credit union. So it still feels very much like the credit union, but the member knows that I belong to a special group within the credit union.
Interesting.
And they're taking extra special care of me.
Okay.
So the first group we're going after is the 50 plus demographic.
Right.
A lot of reasons we can get into why that's the case, but the whole idea here is for them to have this specialized experience, which involves content, and in the future will involve a bunch of tools and different things that are around helping guide them through that stage of life.
Okay.
So really about, again, building the relationship, building the trust, and then building loyalty as a result of that, because you've decided to take extra intention and focus on that group.
So what were you guys seeing in the industry that prompted you guys to start NUC? I mean, obviously there was a need and there was a kind of a gap, I guess, that you guys are looking to fill, and going back to the 50 plus group, I guess, because you can look at it two ways. It's either good or bad that the 50 plus group is the primary group for credit unions right now, but that's a whole other show.
Yeah, I actually think it's a good thing, but you're right, it is a different show.
Yeah.
But the thing that prompted us to start this business was really based off the whole idea that credit unions have a really hard ability to focus on any one given thing, and that's just by design, not by their fault or anything. So if you look at the job of a credit union marketer right now, as an example, they have to focus on all of these different things, and I mean, who are your members?
Your members are
incredibly diverse in every aspect of the definition of diverse. And then on top of that, you have all of these different business units within the credit union. So lending, whoever's in charge of deposits, whoever's in charge of insurance, if you have wealth management, there's somebody there.
Yeah.
They're all telling the marketing team, I need you to help my business grow.
Oh my gosh.
So now you have all these different complexities. So it's like, how do you really get in and start to focus on that one member that you want to really do business with. And I think that the challenge is, if we're doing the model how we're doing it now, we're never going to be able to, because there's just not this ability to do that focus, even if you had the resources to do it. It's just kind of you know, this system right now is kind of unstructured in that way.
Gotcha.
But if you take an approach like we're doing, where you almost say, hey, this is almost like its own little thing, you know, it's its own subsidiary, still feels and looks just like the credit union, but it's a different area of focus, then I think, you know, that's the way we make it work. And then you tell the credit union marketing team, keep doing everything you're doing. Like, we're not saying you're doing anything bad. We don't want to replace that.
Well, you're making it easier for them, it sounds
exactly,
like.
Exactly, yeah. We're saying you can keep doing all the stuff you're normally doing, but then we're going to niche by niche focus on how do we build a deep loyalty and trust with each individual group. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're a young startup. We just got started in January, so we're just on the 50 plus today.
Right.
But longer term, we want to go into small business owners and young professionals and all of these different groups. And all, you know, eventually I would like to see this situation play out where the credit union is kind of this middle hub and we build all of these specialized brands essentially around it.
That's cool.
You know, and really kind of goes back to the whole SoFi comment, you know, that's kind of one of the ways I was looking at this industry that's working really well is these specialized neobanks, you know, that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think credit unions can do it as just taking taking a focus. Not, you don't have to go invent and do brand or a new financial institution. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You just have to focus more deeply on people, and then they will reciprocate by doing more business with you.
Well, and they have the data to do that as well, right? So they have the data in each of these demographics.
Right.
So they can do that, and you guys can come in and help them out with that. Is that kind of what the process is?
Yeah, we don't really necessarily need any sort of data from them because, so like right now what we've done is our own research to determine what do we think are the important niches for the industry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll continue to do that. And obviously, you know, with us becoming a CUSO and taking on more credit union ownership, we want the credit unions to influence what we do next in that regard, you know. And I already know they're all going to tell me that I need Gen Z or the young professional. But, you know, so those things will be coming, you know, coming soon. But we take that approach kind of independently of just looking at like demographic trends and doing our own analysis there versus looking at what's actually happening at the credit union because, you know, each credit union is different in their own regard, but for the most part, we're fighting the same fight, and a 50 plus demographic is an example. I know every single credit union out here is going to tell me we have a lot of them, but I think they can also tell me probably too that we probably could do a better job of building trust with them and getting them to, you know, really bring all their products and services in with us.
Yep.
And that group, especially right now, is doing a lot in terms of, you know, different things in life and buying second homes, getting insurance products, doing wealth management, planning for retirement, buying the boat, you know, buying the RV. Like there's a lot of activities happening right now that we, you know, we need to be their financial partner for.
Yeah, and still in their prime earning years as well. So
exactly,
if not at the peak. So for sure.
Yeah, the bulk of consumer spending happens in that group.
Yeah,
and it's expected to continue to grow. Like it's not going to shrink in the next 20 years. It's going to continue expanding.
Yeah, that's good news.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you guys are spot on. You're right on the right target for sure. So let's turn to the big announcement. You guys have just announced that you guys are becoming a CUSO or have become a CUSO.
We have, just in the nick of time. I really wanted to get it in for this one. I was the last day of the month of March. We finalized our investment with Dort. Yeah, so got registered with the NCUA. We're officially a CUSO, which we're very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
We set out to be a CUSO from day one.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our incorporated name is actually Nook CUSO Inc.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we weren't a CUSO when we incorporated, obviously, but like the intent of this, it was designed all along to be it because, you know, what we're building is kind of this approach that I think is if you want to look at it as a collaborative approach where we build these brands and then we can share those across the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So where one credit union couldn't, you know, probably do this on their own, they can if they share with the rest of the industry. And that's really the whole idea of the CUSO model is to say, we have a problem, we want to solve it, but we can't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody or, you know, us to come together and solve that problem.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just made sense that this was a, you know, a CUSO, and our plan all along too was to stick, you know, pretty specifically in the credit union industry.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you become
a CUSO? Well, that's a great message for other credit unions out there because it lets them know, hey, you guys got skin in the game. So you are committed to this industry. So and then the sponsoring credit union or the credit union who is investing in you guys is Dort Financial, is that
yep.
correct?
Okay. Yeah, so it's Dort. Brian Waldorn's the CEO there. I've known him for a few years, and fortunately was able to call him up when Nook started and give him the spiel of what we're doing, and he liked it. And, you know, we ultimately kind of piloted it with them to say, you know, let's just try it out, see if it works. You know, we have a lot of ideas, mm-hmm. but we haven't even built anything mm-hmm. yet. So mm-hmm. let's build it out. Let's get it rolling. Let's get it out to your membership and see, you know, if there's going to be some true success here. And, and fortunately there was.
Oh, awesome.
And then that's when him and I started having the conversation about, would you want to take the next step with us and become an owner? So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's a story I like to tell. It's an exciting thing for us to be able to say that we were able to find an innovative credit union, let us try it out, mm-hmm. prove success, and then have them, you know, take a ownership stake in the company.
And very soon after, you know, starting the company too. So it's even better.
Yeah, it's been exciting to see how fast it has played out, because mm-hmm. you know, it's one thing to have the idea and mm-hmm. hope it works, and then the other, you know, it's a whole different thing to see it actually play out and see success and see, you know, Dort's members really engaging with the niche experience we've built. And also we're seeing products converting over there, which is kind of the secondary benefit of our offering. It's one is, let's build a lot of engagement, trust, and loyalty, but under the covers, I still want to sell you more products and services,
For sure.
So we call that the selling without selling model, and it's been working really well.
Good deal. Yeah. And the other thing that's great about a QSO model is, as you well know, that you kind of have this built-in focus group that you can, hey, let's try this, you know, and let's try that, you know.
Right.
So you have this credit union there that's like, yeah, let's give it a go. So
that's
a pretty cool thing.
Our plan is to continue expanding the credit union ownership of this. Like, that's, you know, that's really what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of try and raise a little bit more money this
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
and I would love for that to be similar stories to Dort, where it's a credit union that wants to come in and experiment with us, pilot it out, give it a whirl, and then hopefully they'll like it, they'll continue on as a client, and they'll take an ownership stake in the company.
Yeah, good deal. Well, good news all the way around.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. So what's the outlook for 2024? What do you guys, what's on the horizon here? Obviously, you're at NewQSO. Great conference. You guys are already making a huge splash in the industry. What's next on the plans?
Yeah, so I think it's really about expanding our ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
and I would call our ecosystem partners and credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we have a lot of, you know, more credit unions that we want to sign on
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
really build the platform up. You know, we have two credit unions right now, and then we also do have a wealth management firm as a client. But I need more to keep proving out success and, you know, building out the strategy and also getting their input to, you know, keep guiding us in the right direction. And then there's also a lot of partners here at NewQSO, as an example,
mm-hmm.
that I think fit in nicely to our strategy, because there's a lot of, you know, QSOs out there that probably need help selling their product or service, you know, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of them are taking what I would call the B2B2C model,
mm-hmm.
which is they're trying to sell through credit unions to their members,
which
relies on them getting, you know, squeezed into that marketing calendar,
mm-hmm.
which can be, you know, tough, you know, mm-hmm. for the points I mentioned earlier with credit unions just being spread thin and having too much to do. So, like, you know, Members Mobile is an example of a company here that's, you know, offering cell service subscriptions, kind of like Mint Mobile.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah,
for members. So mm-hmm. it's a cost-effective way for members to switch their mobile carrier. They're going to want to have an ability to have someone help them sell to
mm-hmm.
that member.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, so that's another thing that we're trying to facilitate.
Very
is
nice.
who here can we bring on and help, you know, help lift all tides, if you will.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Good stuff. Well, I'm so happy, because you told me about this a while ago, even before you started.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see how far you guys have come in such a short time, which says a lot about what you guys are doing. So I think, you guys are on this really cool rocket ship right now, and it's going to be fun to watch you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. Grow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the fun thing is that we've been here for a long time, you know, my entire career.
I know, all you guys at Nook have been in the industry for a long time now. So.
Yeah, I just eclipsed the 10-year mark of earlier this year, so I've been here for officially a decade, and it's fun to just kind of, you know, see some of the pain points out there and then come up with a solution to solve it, and then immediately, to
mm-hmm.
your point, see
mm-hmm.
people go, yeah, you're right,
mm-hmm.
like that is something we need to solve for, and we do, you know, we do agree that there should be a QSO partner for that.
Smart moves. Alrighty, anything else to add, Nook? There's the blooper right there.
You can call me Nook if you want.
Mr. Austin Nook.
Yeah.
Anything else to add, Austin, to wrap up here?
No, I think that's it. I think, you know, we're really excited for this show. NACUSA's been an amazing event since, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've been here. I know I took a short hiatus in the last couple of years, but I'm really excited to be back. This has always been one of my favorite events just because there's a lot of credit unions here focused on what's that next innovative solution that we should be doing. And then you also have a lot of those innovative solution providers here too. So it's just an amazing event for collaboration and getting the ball rolling into the next year. So I'm excited about that.
Couldn't agree more. Alrighty, sir. Well, I'll let you get back at it. Thanks again for your time and congrats again on the success already at Nook and the big announcement that Nook is now a CUSO.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Austin. Well done, sir. Keep up the good work, all right?
NACUSO Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, and Visit, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.